奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah, in Lord Jesus Christ I sermonize.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
According to the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一起来见证真神的教会。
We shall witness the true church of God.
那真诚的教会是一间怎么样的教会呢？
What kind of church should be the true church of God?
从今晚开始我传道就在讲道当中都会来见证真神的教会。
And starting from tonight, in my sermons, I'll testify about the true church of God.
每一个见证都是针对真耶稣教会的见证。
And each of these testimonies are directly related to the true Jesus Church.
所以这些见证是非常宝贵的。
And these testimonies are precious.
如果可以的话，你就把它记一记那些见证。
If possible, you may record the testimonies.
对你的信仰，对你传福音。对你分享见证教会都有极大的帮助。
And it's a great help towards your faith, and especially if you were to evangelize or to share testimonies.
那这些见证呢，有一些是拜偶像的人做的见证。
And these testimonies are made by are testified by those who worship idols.
拜偶像的人见证真耶稣教会是神的教会。
And these are worshippers of idols who testify that this is the church of God.
这有可能吗？
Is this possible?
那有一些是外教会的负责人做的见证。
And these are some of testimonies made by the person in charge of other churches.
外教会的人会见证真耶稣教会吗？
Can members of secular churches testify about the true Jesus church?
当然，有一些见证是我们本会自己的见证。
And of course, some are the testimonies of those within our own congregation.
那今天我们来先见证真诚，第一个真诚的教会是一间怎么样的教会呢？
So let us first testify what kind of true church is the true church of God.
第一真诚的教会是最高的山岭。
And first, the church of the true God is the highest mountain.
那是圣经有这样的启示吗？圣经有这样的记录吗？
And was it recorded in the Bible?
先知以赛亚在2800年前得到真神的启示。
Isaiah received this revelation 2,800 years ago by God.
启示什么？
From God. And what is this revelation?
启示有关真耶稣教会的预言。
And this is the prophecy regarding the true Jesus Church.
那神启示在末后的日子，万民必要流归神的山，神的殿。
And that towards the later times, the multitude will look towards the mountain of God.
我们来看以赛亚书的第二章。
We turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
我们读一节跟二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我们今天晚上就是这两节圣经。
And for tonight, we'll be just studying these two verses.
你读第一节的时候，你感觉到没有什么。
When you read verse 1, you might not feel much.
那重点在第二节。
But the main point is in verse 2.
可是第一节却隐藏着跟对真耶稣教会的隐藏的真理，隐藏的启示。
But in verse 1, there is a hidden truth regarding the true Jesus Church.
那么第二节是预言神在真教会要做的四件工作。
And then in verse 2, prophesies about the work of the Lord in the true church.
我们靠着圣灵帮助就来讲解这一两节。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we shall try to understand these two verses.
让大家对教会、对这段圣经的预言更深入的明白、深入的坚固自己的信仰。
So we are be able to strengthen our faith in the truth of the true church as well in the message.
请注意读一节的时候，里面有隐藏着对真教会的启示。
And take note that in verse 1 has the truth regarding the true church.
1:3, 亚摩斯的儿子以赛亚德默士论到犹大和耶路撒冷，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万里，万民都要流归这山。我们今晚就是分享这两节，明天早上分享第三节。
And so, for tonight we'll talk about these two verses, and tomorrow morning will be the third verse.
因为第三节又是另一个见证来的。
Because the third verse is another testimony.
那第一节有关真教会的隐藏的真理是什么呢？
And what is the hidden truth regarding the true church in verse 1?
这里说亚摩斯的名字的意思就是挑重担者，挑重担者。
And so the meaning of Amos is those who choose burden.
今天谁是挑重担的人呢？
Those who are the ones who bear this burden.
那么这个人他挑的是什么重担呢？
And what kind of burden is this person bearing?
那跟着第二个名字叫做以赛亚。
And then this follows by the name Isaiah.
以赛亚的意思就是神的救恩，意思是神的救恩。
And the meaning of Isaiah means the salvation of God.
这样你明白了吗？
Do you understand?
原来 真教会是神的仆人，像以赛亚也是神的仆人。
And so the true church is the servant of God, just as Isaiah is the servant of God.
然后呢，神的仆人就是挑重担者，神的仆人挑着很重的重担。
And it is the servant of God who bears the burden.
真教会是神的仆人。
The true church is the servant of God.
就好像当时的以赛亚先知都是神的仆人。
Just like unto prophet Isaiah at that time when he was the servant of God.
然后呢，然后真教会他挑着一个很重的重担。
And the true church carried this heavy burden.
那就是神的救恩。
And that is the salvation of God.
这第一节先告诉我们真教会的两个隐藏的真理：一，他是真神的仆人；第二，他是个挑重担者，挑着很重的重担。
And this in verse one gives us two truths. First, that the church is the true church of God, and the second is that the church the church is a servant of God and bears the burden of salvation.
那么这个启示到底在启示什么？在论什么？在讲什么
？And what is this revelation discussing about?
这里说，第一，他论犹大。第二，论耶路撒冷，神启示犹大跟耶路撒冷。
And this is concerning Judah and Jerusalem.
你知道这是什么意思吗
？Do you know what this means?
我们都知道犹大是雅各的第四个儿子，跟利亚生的第四个儿子。
We know that this is the fourth son of Jacob and Leah.
那他有什么好讲的呢？有什么好预言的呢
？And is there anything to prophesy about?
他都死了。
He's dead.
为什么要论到犹大呢
？Why do we need to discuss Judah？
原来论犹大的意思就是要在论神的救恩，在讲说启示神的救恩。
But when talking about Judah, it concerns the salvation of God.
等一下我解释为什么这样讲。
And I'll explain later why do we interpret such?
因为主耶稣说救恩是从犹太出来的。
Because Jesus said.Salvation comes from the tribe of Judah.
所以论犹大原来是在论救恩，论弥赛亚。
So when they talk about Judah, it is concerning the Messiah.
第二个呢，就是论耶路撒冷。
Secondly, it's concerning Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是今天神的教会。
And Jerusalem is the church of God today.
也叫做神的殿。
And it's also the temple of God.
也叫做神的国。
It's also the nation of God.
也叫做神的城。
It's also the city of God.
所以神启示以赛亚呢？是论两件事，一个是论神的救恩，论犹大；第二个就是论耶路撒冷，就是论教会。
And so first, it is concerning the salvation as well as the church of God, which is Jerusalem.
我们来看约翰福音书第四章。
We turn to
John
chapter four.
约翰福音书第四章。
John chapter four.
我们来读22节。
Verse 22.
来，一二三。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道。注意哦，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。论犹大，原来是在论救恩呐、啊，启示救恩的事情呐、啊。
So when they talk about the tribe of Judah, it's talking about the matters of salvation.
不是指那个犹太人，那个雅各的第四个儿子，那个没有什么好讲的啦。
It's not about the fourth child of Jacob.
也不需要启示的啦。
It's not something that requires prophecy.
为什么说犹大就是救恩呢
？Why do we say that Judah talks about salvation?
因为主耶稣是君大卫君王的后裔，是君王的后裔。
Because he is a descendant of kings.
那个大卫就是哈，耶稣是大卫君王的后裔。
Because the Lord Jesus is the descendant of David the king.
那么大卫是犹大支派。
And then it's coming from the tribe of Judah.
所以救恩是出于犹太人，是因为。因为主耶稣弥赛亚是君王的后代，是从犹大出来的。
And that's why salvation comes from Judah because he has the royal bloodline.
所以第一节如果没有经过讲解，我们不知道他在讲什么，我们只知道只是些人名而已。
So if we do not try to interpret it, we do not understand it because it's just about names.
那第二个就是论教会，论耶路撒冷。
And the second thing that it talks about is Jerusalem.
当时耶路撒冷是选民信仰的中心。
At that point of time, Jerusalem is the center of their faith.
神也交代每一年要好几次上耶路撒冷进圣殿敬拜神献祭奉献。
And God has even commanded them to enter to journey to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices.
无论你住在哪一个角落，无论你在那个偏远的地方，每一年要好几次，最少三次， 要走路到耶路撒冷。
Regardless how many times you need to walk to Jerusalem three times a year.
因为当时没有其他的圣殿，没有其他的圣殿。
Because at that point of time there was no other temple.
就是唯一的在耶路撒冷那个圣殿。
The only temple is in Jerusalem.
你要拜神，要献祭，你就到圣殿去，要走很远的路。
So if you want to offer sacrifices to worship, you need to journey far to Jerusalem.
那今天我们都知道，耶路撒冷就是今天的教会，神的殿啊。
And we know today Jerusalem refers to the temple of God.
那耶路撒冷是什么意思呢？
But what does Jerusalem mean?
我刚才解释阿摩斯的意思。
Just now I explained the meaning of Amos.
又解释以赛亚的意思。
I explained the meaning of Isaiah.
也解释了犹大的意思。
And also explained the meaning of Judah.
现在要解释耶路撒冷的意思。
And now we shall explain the meaning of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是希伯来话两个字 两句话、联合起来的。
And so Jerusalem is a combination of two Hebrew words.
耶路呢的意思叫做从天降下。
And Jeru means descended from heaven.
撒冷意思是平安。
And Salem means peace.
所以耶路撒冷就是从天降下来的平安。
So Jerusalem means the peace that descended from heaven.
因此耶路撒冷呢有神的平安，这个平安是从天降下来的，神的殿有平安。
And therefore Jerusalem has the peace of God because it has descended from heaven.
这些道理我们懂的。
We know these teachings well.
但是你真的相信吗？
But do you truly believe?
我觉得我们考试来到的时候，有灾难，有灾难来到的时候，我们却不太相信了。
But I believe when we have our test or when we are under trials, then we may not believe this much.
最好的例子，最好的见证就是 COVID-19 的时候所发生的事情。
And the best testimony is when things happen in COVID-19.
全球真耶稣教的领导人几乎都不及格，考试不及格，几乎啦。几乎啊，你听好，我不是说所有哦，几乎。
Most of the leaders of Jesus Church did not pass the exam.
因为当政府宣布说可以聚会了，可以公开了，我们很多教会都关门的，包括国外的真耶稣教会，包括台湾，其他哪里都一样，马来西亚也一样。
Because when the government declares that we are able to travel again, but the church remained closed, and this happened in many countries.
甚至传道在讲道上鼓励信徒来聚会，来敬拜神，不要怕。
Even though preacher has encouraged members on the pulpit to come and worship
the temple. 因为这里是神的，因为这里是平安的居所。
Because this is the refuge of peace.
这个平安是从天降下来的，不是从世上来的，不是从医院来的，不是从护士、医生来的，都不是。
Because this peace is not from the earth, it's not from the hospital, it comes from heaven.
有一个国家决定要不要开教会，要不要给信徒来聚会，由教会那两个医生来决定要不要开教会。
So in order for the church to open, to be open to everyone, it requires agreement between 2 to 3 doctors.
这个是真实的事呢。
This happened.
教会不是有执务会吗？不是有长执传道在带领吗？怎么变成医生带领教会呢？医生来决定能不能够开教会呢？
In the church, there's the CMC as well as the ministers. How could the leadership end up in the hands of the doctor?
因为他们有专业知识。
Or because they have knowledge and is their profession.
其实不需要他们的专业知识呀。
But we don't need their knowledge and profession.
因为政府都宣布可以聚会了啦，只是要按照SOP 来程序来做就好了，就可以了。
But the government has declared that the worship can be continued. We just have to follow the SOP.
而且那些知识，它真的能够救我们吗？真的有病毒的时候，它救得了吗？
And could their knowledge truly save us when we have contracted this disease?
什么时候就会变成给医生给两三个医生来决定要不要聚会，他们决定。
Since when it has come to the decision of 2 to 3 doctors to decide if we could have worship?
第二件事，很多信徒不敢来聚会。
And second matter, many members do not dare to come for service.
但是却可以让孩子去学校读书。
But yet they will allow their children to go to school.
自己也去咖啡店喝茶，去巴沙马拉买东西逛一逛。
They'll go to Pasar Malam to buy groceries or to go out for a tea.
我讲的都是真真实实的，没有夸张的。
And I'm sharing what is true.
但是我们说来聚会，他说不要开玩笑，不要试探神。
But when we ask them to come to church, they said, "Don't joke. We will not test God."
我身为一个传道人
，as a preacher,
我看到这种情形，你说我要不要讲？我要不要来指责？要不要来更正？要不要？
when I see these circumstances, shouldn't I correct them or rebuke them?
我们怎样带领教会呢？
How should we lead the church?
我们不是口口声声这里神与我们同在吗？这个是神的基础，平安的基础吗？这是天上下来的平安吗？我们不是常常这样讲吗？
Didn't we all say that this is the peace of God that descends from heaven and this is the house of God?
所以考验来到时候，我们的信心全部都不及格，几乎都不及格了。
So when trials befall on us, we might have failed.
所以你今天要把传道讲的道理听进去，不要听了又出。
So you have to
听进去。
You have to listen to the words of the preacher tonight.
什么叫做耶路撒冷？要论耶路撒冷，论神的家、神的教会、论神的国。
What is concerning Jerusalem? What is concerning to the kingdom of God?
它的第一个真理，第一个隐藏的真理，就是这里有平安，从天降下来的平安。他要强调的是这个。
And one of his hidden truths is that this is peace. In this house, there is peace of God.
如果连神的国、神的家都没有平安，哪里还有平安？我问你，哪里还有平安呢？
If there is no peace in the house of God, where else on this earth would we have peace?
医院有平安吗？
Do we have peace in a hospital?
医院最多病毒的，我跟你讲。
There's the most viruses and diseases in the hospital.
所以他是不鼓励小孩子去医院的。
That's why we do not encourage children to go to hospitals.
抵抗力弱的人呢？都不鼓励你到医院去啊。
Those who have poor immune system, should also are not encouraged to go to the hospital.
这个我们从第一节哈，我们现在做一个结论。
And so in verse one, there is a conclusion.
啊，注意了啊，原来真耶稣教会就是神的仆人。
And so true Jesus Church is the servant of God.
并且真耶稣教会就是挑重担的人，挑重担的教会。
And so true Jesus Church is a church that bears this burden.
因为他挑的重担是救恩的重担。
Because the burden true Jesus Church carry is the burden of salvation.
这个重担非常非常的重。
And this burden is extremely heavy.
重到什么程度？
To what point?
它是因为它是一种关乎到灵魂的重担。
Because this is a burden that entails soul.
它关系到生命的生跟死的重担。
It relates to the burden of life and death.
它挑重的是有关乎到天国跟地的重担。
It also carries the burden of heaven and hell.
它挑的重担是有关永永远远的重担，是永远远的，不是暂时的，永远的。
And this burden also carries the burden of eternity.
而且这个重担呢，有关神在创世以前就拟定好的那个计划，那个救赎计划。担在他的身上，挑在他的肩头上。
And this also includes the plan that the Lord God has planned before the foundations of the world.
今天这个救恩，这个得进天国的真理，得进天国的这个重担，交给哪一个教会？你自己回答，交给哪一个教会
？Today, this burden and truth, which church has been entrusted?
哪一个教会有真的造主的方法、造主的真理来救人家？哪一个？
Which church has the full truth and steps to save the
soul? 目前看到的唯一的就是真耶稣教会。
So far, what we can see only true Jesus Church.
所以真耶稣教会多重啊？他的重担多重？他关乎到生命、灵魂、永远、天国、地狱，永永远远。
And because that's why the burden of the church is extremely heavy, because it pertains to soul, eternity, heaven and hell.
它关乎到得胜或者失败。
It's related to whether you're.
它关乎到神的荣耀或者灭亡。
The glory of God or your destruction.
所以真教会是神的仆人，这位神的仆人正在挑着很重的重担，就是救恩的重担。
And the church is the servant of God, and this servant bears a heavy burden that is the burden of salvation.
原来第一节在告诉我们这个真理，这个重要的使命。
And this is what verse 1 is telling us.
所以我们常常说要爱神。
So every time we say we have to love God.
爱神就要清楚哦，要负起那个神给我们的使命。挑起神给我们的重担。
And we say we love God, we need to be clear that we are there to bear the commission of God, the burden of, that He has entrusted to us.
第二节的真理，第二节的启示。
We shall enter into the revelation of verse 2.
第二节说，末后的日子，神的殿必被建立，末后的日子。
So in the last days, the house of the Lord will be established.
我现在在解释，现今就是末后的日子。
And I want to explain that present, we are in the last days.
那我们今天常常都讲，讲到人也常，现在是末后的日子，耶稣快来了。你是根据怎么样来讲呢？人家问你，你的圣经根据什么？说现在是末后日子。
And today, many speakers say that today is the end times. And do we have scriptures to support us?
我们大部分都根据马太福音说24章，耶稣讲世界末日，因为很多灾难，民要攻打民，国要攻打国，到处有饥荒、地震。我们都根据这一段讲，现在是末后日子。
Most of us will use Matthew chapter 24 as our supporting scripture to say that now is the end time.
但是单单根据那个哦，是不够坚固的。
But just to rely on that is not strong enough or firm.
因为如果你去谷歌，你去了解历史，人类有史以来都已经战争了几百年了，几千年了，都不断的战争。
Because if you were to Google the history, man has been in war for decades, centuries.
不是耶稣要来才有战争。
And it's not that when Jesus comes, then only war will occur. 你在看
创世纪那几千年前就亚伯拉罕时代就有四个王跟五个王的大战争哦。
Even in the time of Abraham, there's 4 to 5 kings having huge war.
老子一直圣经看都是战争来的。
And throughout the entire Bible, we see war.
一直到那个什么进迦南，然后到列王记，全部都是在讲战争的。
From the time the Israelites entered the land of Canaan until the time of Kings, it's all about war.
难道耶稣再来才有战争吗？
So is it when Jesus comes only war will arise?
所以单单讲那些战争是不足够的。
So just purely sharing about war isn't firm.
一直到我们现代的我们这个地，我们人类都经历了世界第二次大战，我们都经历过了第一次世界大战，第二次世界大战。
Even in today's world, man has already experienced 2 world wars.
按你说地震。
And then you said about earthquake.
地震在人类有史来也是到处都有见证，也死了几万人啊，几万几万人啊，十几万人这样死掉的大地震。
Throughout the history of mankind, there are many earthquakes that has even killed millions.
所以人家会说，这些早都有了。你怎么可以根据这个说耶稣要来的早都有了，几百年前几千年就一直发生呢？
Then others would say, since this has occurred 100 to 1,000 years ago, how could you say this to prove that the Lord is coming?
原来耶稣说他要来的时候，这些是更多，只是更多而已，不断的发生，越来越多，越来越多。
But the Lord Jesus said, when He is about to come, these will happen at a higher frequency.
末后的日子，我们要根据但以理书第二章来讲解。
And so if you talk about the end times, we need to follow Daniel chapter 2.
但以理第二章就是尼布甲尼撒王他梦到那个大景象，那个大巨人，那个是世界的历史。
So King Nebuchadnezzar dream of this huge statue, and this is the history of the world.
是金的。
The head is made of gold.
那是指巴比伦。
This refers to Babylon.
巴比伦，然后跟着他的胸膛是银的，那个是指波斯帝国。
And then his breastplate is made of silver. That is Persia. That is Persia.
然后那个腰是铜的，那是指希腊帝国。
And his waist is bronze, and that refers to Greece.
再来，他的两只脚是指罗马帝国。
And his both legs refers to the Roman Empire.
这个是历史上也好，圣经上都好，是古代的四大帝国，很清楚的。
These are the 4 great empires in the world history that is stated in the Bible.
巴比伦早都没有了。
Babylon is gone.
波斯帝国也没有了。
Medes Persia is gone.
那个亚历山大大帝的希腊帝国也早都没了。
And the kingdom of Greece, Alexander the Great is gone.
直到罗马帝国也没有了。
And now the Roman Empire has passed.
耶稣时代还是罗马帝国。
Even the time of Jesus is still during.
使徒的教会到启示录还是罗马帝国。
And even though the times of the apostles is within the Roman Empire,
但是都没有了，消失了。
At the end, it is all gone.
那结果还剩下什么呢？两只脚都没有了。
What is left now that both legs are gone?
那就剩下那个脚趾头而已。
All is left is the toes.
就是根据这个启示，这个意象，这个异梦，现在的世界已经到脚趾头了，再下去就没了。那一石头打下去就碎了，整个世界就爆炸了。就碎了。
So according to the Bible, now even there's no more legs. Now it's just the toes. The world, the history of the world has come. It's soon coming to an end.
那个是神的启示，实实在在的，现在就是末后，因为到脚趾头没有了。
And this is the revelation of God because it is now coming to an end.
好，然后呢，还有一个根据就是但以理书第九章。
And another Bible that we could use, another scripture is Daniel chapter 9.
就是我们讲解过的70个7的这个预言，这个意象。
And that is this prophecy.
已经度过了69个期了，69个期已经过去了。
And now that 69 weeks have passed.
现在只剩下最后一个期。
Now is the last week.
那六十九个期的时间呢？发生的事就是从巴比伦回国重建圣殿，直到主耶稣降生，叫做六十九个期。
And so,
那段很长很长的时间。
And so the 69 weeks refers to when people return to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem. They have already returned to their country to rebuild the temple of God.
然后到耶稣降临的时候就剩下最后一个期了到耶稣降临就是剩下最后一个期
And then until the coming of the Lord Jesus, then only we will be left with one more week.
那最后一个期又分前三年半跟后三年半
And so the first weeks will be divided into the first 3 years and the latter 3 years.
前三年半也过去了,没有了
And the early 3 years has passed, it's gone.
前三年半就是耶稣降生,钉十字架,复活,升天,降圣灵
And so the first three days is the Lord Jesus descended from heaven. He died on the cross, and then he resurrected, and the Holy Spirit descended.
然后使徒教会传福音，不断的到世界各地去，当时的世代去传福音，建立教会。
And then the apostles started to preach the gospel throughout the entire nation.
但后来使徒教会到启示录的时候也几乎没有了。
And then towards the end of
启示录过后，大概不到二十年就没有了。
And then about 20 years into the book of Revelation, the apostles are gone.
你听好哦，写启示录，我们在看启示录的时候，写了启示录，讲了教会的问题，不到二十年，十多年里面，整所有的这使徒教全部腐烂掉，全部消失。
And take note that,
不到二十年。
Not up to 10 to 20 years, the most of the churches in the book of Revelation has all been corrupted.
那个是最后一个期的前三年半发生的事。
And this is the last weeks, which is the early 3 years.
是不是已经过去了?
Isn't this has passed?
直到我们真耶稣教会出现,
until the emergence of the church.
就是后三年半的最后时段，只剩下后三年半，最后三年半。
Which is the last 3.5 years remaining.
今天真教会不断地在世界各地在传福音。
Today, most of the church are preaching all across the world.
完以圣灵第二次降临，建立教会，再次做拯救赎的工作。
And that is when the Holy Spirit descended, and now the church has been established, and this is its
work. 这是最后的救赎工作。
This is the last work of salvation.
所以我们真教会担的重子多。 多么的重要,
and this is how heavy the burden of the true church
这是最后的救赎,
is.
最后的工作来,
because this is the last work of salvation.
那个就是叫做末后的日子,
and this is the days of the
所以弟兄姐妹,
end time.
请你注意了, 什么叫做末后日子, 你要有圣经根基,
and
你不要只讲很多打仗啊, 很多地震啊, 人家会笑你说, 很早就有了了。
So brothers and sisters, we need to have a clear understanding what are the days of the end times.
只是耶稣来说更加多, 不会更少。
She said, when the Lord Jesus comes again, there'll be more walls.
意思说我们期待明天会更好，其实明天不会更好，绝对不会更好。
Even though we hope that tomorrow will be better, but in fact, tomorrow will never be better.
越来越糟糕，越来越罪恶，越来越多灾难，越来越多死亡。
But it will be only be worse with more death, disasters.
这叫做末后的日子。These
are the days of the end times.
那现在就是了。
And it is now.
那末后日子要发生什么事呢?
And what will happen in the end?
神要建立他的国度。
The Lord God wanted to establish his kingdom.
并且神要在他的教会做四件事情。
And God wanted to do 4 things in his church.
来，我们再读一次。 你注意看, 神要做的四件工作, 在真教会做的四件工作, 真耶稣教会的工作。
And let us see what are the 4 things the Lord Jesus wants to do in the true church.
一二三, 末后的日子, 耶和华殿的山, 第一必被建立。 第二，超乎诸山，高举过以万里。第三，第一是必坚立；第二是超乎诸山；第三是高举过以万里；第四，万民要流归这山。这是一个预言。
So this is a prophecy.
也是一个启示。
It's also a revelation.
后来我们发现到，这一段的启示，这一句话呢，这段话呢。 神在真教会要做四件工作。
And so later on, we came to a realization that these are the 4 works that the Lord God wants to do in the true church.
第一件工作, 神一定要建立他的殿，建立他的山，神要建立，看到吗？建立，坚固他。
And first, God is to establish his house.
在这个四件工作当中，先讲建立，先建立教会，建立我们的信仰，建立我们的信心，建立我们的真理。
That is first to establish our church and our faith and the truth, then only we can talk about the rest.
真教会要自己先站稳，你才能够去建立其他的国度，其他的 工作。
The church has to be first firmly established before it could do other works.
你自己的信心都不稳，你怎样去建立神的国？你怎样去叫人家来信你的教，信我们的教会呢
？If our faith is not strong, how could we evangelize and ask others to come and believe?
我们自己的真理都一直在摇摆，一直在不清不楚，很模糊。你怎样站立得稳呢
？If we waver in our truth and our faith, how could we stand firm?
所以今天真教会能够度过在末世度过一百多年，超过一百年。
So today the true church is able to withstand 100 years.
你都知道我们真教会，你无论去哪一个国家看，就是这些信徒来的。
And then
没有什么了不起的，都是很平凡的信徒来的。
And when you travel all across the churches of True Jesus Church, you see that we are all just ordinary members.
我们怎么能够到世界各地建立神的国呢？神的教会呢
？How are we able to establish the kingdom of God at all corners of the world?
我们受到这么多的攻击，这么多的毁谤，这么多的打击。
We have received so much attack.
有些是来自内部的打击，内部的动乱。
And some are conflicts from within.
但是我们的真理，我们教会还是站得稳稳的。
But our truth, our church still stands
established. 原来这是神在真教会做的第一件工作。
This is because it's the first work of the Lord.
神在坚固我们，建立我们。
Because He has been establishing us firmly.
建立我们的信心。
He has been establishing our faith.
信心不能够动摇。
Our faith cannot waver.
信心动摇，你的信仰就动摇，你的信仰就不会不稳。
If we waver, then our faith cannot be firm.
然后建立我们对爱神的心。
And then it established the heart to love God.
无论是赚到钱也好，是没赚钱也好，是贫穷也好，我们爱神的心都没有改变，就是这么爱神。有钱也是爱神，没有钱也是这么爱神。
Regardless of our wealth, we still continue to love God.
这些都是要神来坚固的呀。
And all of this requires God to establish us.
这是神的工作。
Because this is the work of God.
圣灵在不断的坚固我们，带领我们，坚固我们。
And the Holy Spirit continues to guide us to establish us.
原来不是我们自己了不起，不是我们自己多厉害，不是。
It's not because we are great.
好，所以先讲建立，再讲其他工作。
So first we talk about establishment, then only we can talk about other work.
你自己信仰再不等，你说要去传福音，你说你要去做传道，你说要做这个做那个，你在讲什么呀
？If our faith is not firmly established and we say we want to do so many other divine works, what are we talking about?
现在我们很担心的就是真教会有一些人都在动摇了。
Today what we are more concerned of is that among those individuals in the church, our faith started to waver.
我们虽然我们以前的长老执事，我们的执事长辈们，虽然没有读到什么书，也没有读过神学。也没有很多参考书，都没有。
Even though the ministers of old did not study a lot of theology or have lots of reference books.
可是他们的信心，他们对教会的信心，对神的是非常坚固，对真理非常坚定。
But their faith
非常坚固。
But their faith towards the truth and the church remains solid.
是这样来带领，这样来坚固，到今天我们来接上去带领的。
And that is why through their leadership, we are now here.
但今天的工人、今天的传道、今天的长老、执事，还有这么坚固的信心吗？还有这么坚固的真理吗？
But
有还是没有
？But today, the workers of God and the ministers of the church, do we still have such a firm faith?
好，第二件事。
And second matter.
神在真教会要做的第二件事。
The second matter that the Lord wants to do.
神要让这个教会，神的教会成为最高的山，超乎诸山。
That he wants this mountain to be established as the highest mountain.
当神说教会是最高的山，就没有更高的山。
So when the Lord Jesus say that, when the Lord God say that to be chief of the mountain, it means there's no other mountains that are higher than it.
如果还有更高的山，那就不是最高的山。
If there are other mountains that are higher than this mountain, then that is not the highest mountain.
我们信神，信神的话。
If we believe in the words of God.
神的教会耶路撒冷是高。是最高的，超乎诸山，最高的。
And that Jerusalem, which is the church of God, is the highest of mountains.
原来这句话的意思就是真教会的独一性，独一真教会，唯一的真教会，最高的，是独一的，是唯一的，没有第二、第三，没有。
And the message it bears is that this is the one true church. There's no other church.
这是关注到独一真教会独一的真理。
And this is relating to the truth of the one true church.
这是神在真教会做的第二件工作。
And this is the second work that the Lord God is meant to do in His true church.
第三件工作。
And the third work.
这里说神要高举教会，高举耶路撒冷，高举这个神的山，过于万里。神要高举教会，把这个教会抬到高高的，把它拿到高高的。
And He wants to raise this church above the hills.
那这句话的意思是什么？知道吗
？And do you know what is the meaning of this statement?
神把我们抬高起来，就是神荣耀我们，神要荣耀他的教会。
And that is God exalted us because He wants to glorify us.
因为这个教会是神心目中最疼爱的，在神心中它是最完美的、最荣耀的。
Because,
所以神把我们抬起来，高高的抬起来。
Because in the heart of God, this is the most glorious church, and this is the church whom He loved, and it's the most perfect. That's why He wants to exalt them.
就在说明真教会的地位，在神心目中的地位是超越一切。
And next is to talk about the status of the church in the heart of God. That is, that transcends beyond everything else.
那么保罗有讲解教会的地位到底有多高呢？
And how high is the status of this church? What did Paul say?
知道吗？到底有多高？
Do you know how high is the status of the church?
请看以弗所书第一章。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
神把这个教会高举起来，就是把它抬到最高，那个地位很高很高。
And that the Lord God brought this church to a very high status and it's been exalted.
高到什么程度了？
How high has it been exalted?
以弗所书一章，我们读二十二节。
Verse 22.
一二三，又将万有附在他的脚下，注意哦，使他为了教会做万有之首。这个说万有都附在主耶稣的脚下。
And it said all things are put in subjection under his feet.
使他把教会成为做万有之首，让教会成为超越万有，做万有之首。
And so that he is head over all things to the church.
你知道什么叫做万有吗？
Do you know what you mean by all things?
万有就是神所创造的一切的一切叫做万有。
This refers to all of the creation of God.
这个万有不只是在讲地上，在讲这个，包括天上的创造，天上的、地上的，所有被创造的都叫做万有。可是教会超越他们，在神心目中是第一的，
so、all,
超越他们。
All things refers to the creation of God, but in the heart of God, the church remains number one and tops all of it.
因为教会其他的万有都附在主耶稣的脚，在主耶稣的脚下，教会是耶稣的妻子，教会是耶稣的身体，就超越这一切。
And all things,
万有都在脚下。
And all things are placed under His feet, but the church is the wife of God. So everything is beneath the church.
所以你看二十三节。
So in verse 23,
教会是主耶稣的身体，是他的身体。
So the church is his body.
那这个身体要来做什么？
And what is the purpose of this body?
这个身体是那充满万有者所要充满的，充满万有者就是真神。
And the fullness of him who fills all in all, this refers to the true God.
充满万有者就是圣灵，神的灵。
And this refers to the Holy Spirit.
神的灵要充满的教会，充满的身体来的。
And the Holy Spirit is meant to fill all in all in the church.
你看到教会的荣耀吗？
Do you see the glory of the church?
你看到教会的这种地位吗？
Do you see the status of the church?
叫做超越万有。
This is what it means to transcend all things.
许多人都在看不起他。
But many people look down.
包括我们教会自己的工人、自己的传道人也看不起自己的教会。
Even the workers of the church and the preachers also look down on this.
我讲这句话，我要负责任的。
When I say this statement, I have to bear responsibility.
他们不单只看不起自己的教会，还不断的在破坏，在毁谤我们的教会，自己的教会。
Not only do they look down on this responsibility, but they also continue.
他们的罪重啊，很重。
And their sin is great.
如果是外邦人不懂得这样来毁谤，那没关系，因为他们不懂，他们不了解，他们不明白。
If they slander the church, if the Gentiles slander the church, they do not understand this.
今天毁谤自己的是我们的工人，知道吗？是我们的圣职人员，知道吗？是我们的负责人，知道吗？
But today is our person in charge, the ministers of our own church, that continues to slander the church.
他们也有圣灵的，也明白真理的。
They have the Holy Spirit, they understand the truth.
也常常体验神迹奇事的。
And they often experience wonders and miracles.
在神心中，教会是最高的。
But in the heart of God, the church is the highest.
也是他最疼爱的。
And it's also whom he loves most.
举起来超越万有。
And this church is exalted among all his creations.
这个是神在真教会要做的，自己在真教会要做的三件工作，三件。
These are the three main works that the Lord God wants to do in the church.
第一，使他坚立不倒。
One is so that it will not be toppled.
第二，使他成为独一的、唯一的真教会。
So that it can become the one true church.
第三，给他荣耀的地位、荣耀的奖赏、奖赏。
Third, to give it a glorious position and status.
这到今天，圣灵神还一直在做这三件工作。
Until now, the Holy Spirit continues these three works.
只是你睡觉你自己不知道，没有感觉到。
It's just that all of you are sleeping and you did not.
所以他一直叫你醒过来，你要醒过来。
And you need to see it. That's why we need to wake up.
特别在末世的时候。
Especially in the times of the end times.
那神做的第四件工作是什么呢？
And what is the fourth work of the God?
第四件工作就是说，万民都要流归这山，看到吗？
And that the fourth book is that all nations will stream to it.
将来好，世界各地的各民各族各方的人都要流归进入神的山神的教会。
And that all nations of the world will come into the mountain of God.
我发现到，若单单靠我们这样来做，我们几个传道一些长子，我们没办法做这个工作了。谁听我们？谁信我们？
And I can see that just with the works of a few preachers and ministers, who would believe us? Who is able to achieve this?
我们自己又没有什么很好的榜样，甚至有很多的软弱亏欠。
We may not have a very good example. We may have lots of weakness.
那万民怎样进入神的山呢
？But how could the nations enter the mountain of God?
请注意哦，我们中文圣经的翻译是怎样翻译？神是怎样进来？这些人是怎样进来的？你注意看。
Take a look at the Chinese translation. How did these nations enter the mountain of God?
这里中文圣经是翻译，万民都要流归这山。
And,
英文是用流吗？流就是好像水啊。英文也是哦。你看，他不是说神要带领他们，不是。
So we can.
神说是他们要像水这样流进来。水就是用流这句话的嘛。
So the Bible did not say Lord will guide them, but it says, they will stream in like water.
你知道是什么意思吗
？Do you know what this means?
这句话意思说是圣灵带领他们进入教会。
And this tells us that it's the Holy Spirit that guides them into the church.
因为圣灵就是生命的河水，就是生命水来的。
Because the Holy Spirit is the life-giving water.
耶稣说那个是喝了是永远不会渴的，那是生命水。
And the Lord Jesus said, once you drink of this, you'll never thirst again. This is a life-giving water.
圣灵江河滔滔不断地这样涌进来，带领那些人涌进来，是流进来。原来是圣灵感动他们，圣灵带领他们。
So it is the Holy Spirit that moved them and brought them into the church like a stream of water.
所以他们被圣灵的那个感动，被圣灵的那个能力带着流着进来，像圣灵的河水这样流着进来。
And so they are being brought into the mountain in like a stream by the Holy Spirit.
所以你不用灰心。
So you do not need to be disappointed because it's not through our strength.
这根本是sap sap水的事，非常小事情。
And if it is the work of the Holy Spirit, this is sap sap水。
Yeah. 如果我们来做，就是很困难，做不到。
If we are to do this, it is difficult for us.
圣灵要感动，开他的心，感动他，有困难吗
？If the Holy Spirit is to guide, to move them, isn't it easy?
我们教会有一些信徒很，有些外教会的人很硬心呐、啊，绝对不信真教会，也看不起真教会。
And
讲了几年都不相信。
And there's some Gentiles who are very stubborn at heart. No matter how much we preach for so many years, they will not believe.
你求圣灵吧。
We ask them to pray. Pray for the Holy Spirit.
得到圣灵的他马上当时说：“不用讲了，不用讲了，我明白了，我明白了。”我亏欠神啊，我太骄傲了。
In the moment they receive the Holy Spirit, they say, "I'm sorry, we fall short of the glory of God." I believe.
这个人是很聪明的，很有头脑的。
This man is very smart.
他是外教会很有名，外教会的父亲是负责人来的。
And he is the person in charge of a secular church.
圣灵一感动，圣灵让他体验，什么都不用讲。他说不用再讲了，我明白了。
When Holy Spirit descended upon him and gave him an experience, he said, "There's nothing much I need to say."
然后马上要求说几时安排洗礼。
And he asked immediately, "When can we arrange baptism?"
我们问他，你真的明白吗
？And we asked him, "Do you truly understand?"
圣灵都降临了，讲灵言还不明白吗
？The Holy Spirit has descended upon me. I start speaking in tongues. Do I still not understand?、
还要怎么样才明白呢
？How else could I understand?
而且圣灵会开他的心，会带领他。
In fact, Holy Spirit will open his heart.
进入真理里面，看哇，平时看的不一样，现在看又不一样的。
And guide him into the truth, and so that he can come to an understanding that he once could never foresee.
这是圣灵要神要在真教会做的第四件工作，带领外邦人万民流归这山。
And this is the fourth work of God in which he will bring all nations. To stream into the mountain of God.
那给我一点点时间。
Please give me a little time.
我现在要来做见证。
This is a testimony.
真教会，神的教会是最高的山。
That the church of the true God is the highest mountain.
这是外教会的信徒做的见证。
And these are the testimonies of church of members from other churches.
他在教会非常热心。
They are very zealous in their own church.
可是越热心，越感受到跟主耶稣的关系越来越遥远。
But the more zealous they are, they felt that their relationship with God just grew further and further.
他一直检讨怎么会这样子呢
？And so they start reflecting why did this happen?
不是越爱神、越热心、越侍奉、越靠近主的吗？不是这样子吗
？Shouldn't the more we serve, the more closer we draw to God?
所以他发现到这是个不正常的现象。
So they find that this is a This is an unusual phenomenon.
所以他祷告一直问主耶稣说：“主耶稣怎么会这样？我感受不到你，而且我感觉到跟你很遥远。”我们的关系很遥远啊。
And so they pray to God and ask, why is it that my relationship with you keeps drawing further?
所以他也侍奉得很辛苦，那聚会也很辛苦，感受不到主耶稣的亲近啊。
And so they serve in a tough time and they do not have peace.
那么突然间在祷告中，他问主。
And one time in their prayer, they ask God.
他说主啊
，God，
是不是我的教会？他的那个教会，那个教会不是你的教会。
And they ask, is it because the church that I'm in right now is not your church?
如果我的教会不是你的教会，那哪一间是你的教会呢？哪一间是真神的教会呢
？If my church is not your church, then which church is your church?
主耶稣没有回答他。
The Lord Jesus did not answer.
到晚上他睡觉就做梦。
But until when he sleeps, then he had a dream.
很多山，一座一座的山很多。
Dream lots of mountains, mountains of mountains.
每一座山上都有一个十字架，每一个山都有。
And every mountain there is a cross.
那说明每一座山就是一个教会，一个教派了。
And so on each mountain is one denomination.
那突然间呢，在众山当中冒起一座最高的山，高出很多很高很高。
And then amidst the multitudes of mountains, there is one mountain that is the highest.
那么最高的那山也有一个十字架。
And on the highest mountain, there is also a cross.
那个是发光的。
But it is a glowing cross.
那其他的十字架呢？他看得很清楚，有一些是用树枝哈，用绳子绑的。十字架用绳子绑的。
And they can and this member could see clearly that some cross are being tied together with.
有一些做的比较稳的，就是用木板哈，用铁钉钉的，用木板钉的。
And some are made of planks that's nailed together.
那有一些更加稳固的，是用钢固水泥、用 concrete 做的，那十字架。
And some cross that are more solid is made of concrete.
无论是怎样 solid 都没有发光，只有最高山上那个十字架。
No matter how solid they are, none of them glowed except for the cross on the highest mountain.
那是唯一最高的，也是唯一发光的，叫做唯独一真教会。
And that the highest mountain, and with the cross that shines, it is the one true church.
那他就想，我要到那最高的山上去。
And so this member thought, I want to go to this highest mountain.
这时他就看到他的先生、他的丈夫带着他还有两个儿女，哦，往那个山上跑。
At this point of time, she saw her husband, bring her two children going up this mountain.
要走的时候，他心想，这么高、这么远又这么高，我怎么样去哦？我去不到了。
And she thought to herself, this is so, such a far mountain, so high, how am I going to go?
因为感觉到好像要经过很多困难，她觉得没办法去的，我真的没办法走去。
Because she felt that there is a lot of challenges that she need to face, and she think that she couldn't make it.
她问我为什么会有这样的感觉。
And she asked me why would she feel that way.
我没有时间解释，因为时间到了。
I do not have time to explain.
原来这个是你进入真教会慕道的时候，你进入真教会要寻求神的时候，那个过程，那心里很困难，觉得很困难呐。没有不可能的啦。
Because this process where she feels is difficult is the process where she needs to come to the true church to truth seek. That process is difficult.
怎么？人家又守安息日，人家是守礼拜的，我们又安息日。那时安息日还有很多上班的，知道吗？那时。
And how can?
现在才没有上班，以前还有上班的，知道吗？几困难呢？要怎么守哦？
How can we keep the holy Sabbath? And during her time, you need to work on the Sabbath day. How to keep it?
然后等一下说又什么清明节啦、啊，什么又不能够去扫墓的啊？有搞错嘛哦？
安
用哎，这个教会这么不近人情，没有感情的吗
？And we can't spring clean the graves and how it is so difficult.
反正我们真教会有很多不能做的事了，对不对
？But
外教会都没有这种问题的啦。
But a lot of things that we cannot do in the true church, but there's no problem in secular churches.
我说这个就是你的心情了，你感觉到很难走了。
And that's why I said, this is your feeling because you feel that it's hard to keep.
可是在梦里，当他真正凭着信心顺服神走上去的时候
，But when you walk up and submit to God in faith,
不会困难呀。
It's not difficult.
原来这条路是直的，而且很容易就到了，不会很困难的。
In fact, this path is straight, and we can walk on it so easily.
这个也是我们的体验啊。
This is also our experience.
你进来过后，你凭信心顺服神的真理。没有什么困难，有什么困难呢？没有困难的。
If you submit to the teachings of God and you follow it, it is not that hard.
不要赌博，那是好事啊。不要抽烟，那才更加好呀。不要去什么乱七八糟的事，那不是很好吗？很自由吗
？Do not gamble, do not smoke. Isn't this all great?
好，那他们到了那个山了，已经到了，但是进不到。
So they went, they approached, they reached this mountain, but they could not enter it.
为什么进不到
？Why couldn't they enter the mountain?
因为有一条河隔着。
Because there is a river that separates them.
那他想糟糕了，又没有桥，又没有路，那怎么去啊？
And so there's no bridge. How are we going to cross it?
他就在岸上那边祷告了。
And so at the foot of the mountain, she prayed.
这时候后面有一些人来了，一到那个河那边就跳下去。
And so there are a few others who came, and then she saw them jumping into the river.
那些人跳下去的，就看到从水里上来，就到那个山了，进入山里面去了。
And she can see that these people who jumped into the water, rise up from the water and enter the mountain.
她想，难道水底下面有路吗？
So she thought, is there a pathway in the river?
啊。他看下去，往下看，真的有一条路呀。
And when she looked down,
进入山里面的。
And she looked down, there indeed there was a pathway that leads up to the mountain.
那个路不是带着桥过去的，是要全身进水的，全身进水的。
And it's not by going across by using a bridge, but it's to be fully immersed in the river.
然后他们一家人跳全身进水过后呢，上来那座山呢，突然间变成神的殿。变成教会。
And so when she went into the fully immersed herself in the river with her whole family and came up, she saw this mountain turn into the temple of God.
那个大门写着真耶稣教会。
And on the entrance of the temple says True Jesus Church.
后来她醒过来了。
And she woke from her dream.
可是她当时她很难接受。
At that time she found it difficult to accept it.
因为她不接受真耶稣教会原来就是最高的山，他不接受。
Because she couldn't accept that True Jesus Church is the church of the highest mountain.
原来真教会就是神的殿，就是最高的山，就是神的殿，他更不能接受。
Even she couldn't accept that the highest mountain is the temple of God.
因为她中毒了啦，听了很多牧师讲真教会的坏话了。
Because she has been poisoned and she has listened to many.
可是这个梦这么清楚呀。
Many rumors about the True Church, but this dream is clear.
那你不是叫神带领你吗？
Didn't you ask God to lead you?
你不是问神哪一间是神的教会吗？
Didn't you ask which church is the true church of God?
那倒不如去看一看吧，看看真教会是怎样的，去进去看一看吧，不要听人家讲吧。
So she thought to herself, might as well just take a look for myself and see.
那还有很多的很长的细节了。
And there's a lot of details.
那我们明天再讲第二个见证。
Tomorrow we'll talk about the second testimony.
也是这个外教会的信徒做的。
Also, this is the same testimony made by this gentleman. 真
神的教会是一间怎么样的教会？
What kind of church is the true church of God?
我们来唱诗。